Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 19th of December. The Bank of Japan did what was expected and raised rates by a quarter point. This will no doubt generate a flurry of media articles about how this is the highest interest rate in 30 years. Though for those of us who remember the Japanese economy of 30 years ago, the parallels are not necessarily great. International investors keep expressing concern about the impact of higher rates on the Japanese government's cost of borrowing, but it's hard to imagine a group more irrelevant to Japanese borrowing costs than international investors. Domestic investors absolutely dominate the bond market. Bank of Japan Governor Ueda placed a lot of emphasis on wages as a determinant of future policy and future inflation, while acknowledging that inflation will drop in the early part of next year. UK November retail sales figures were weaker than expected, but the previous month's data was revised stronger, part of a trend the UK has for revising up its economic activity numbers over time. Retailer sentiment data is due later today, but when hearing retailers talk about the world, a decent level of cynicism is advised. The UK public sector borrowing figures were fairly stable, debt and deficit not really moving a great deal as a share of GDP. The US has the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll, which nowadays is useful mainly as a reminder of the uselessness of such surveys in so polarised a political environment. Yesterday's US November consumer price inflation data was politically messy as a number. The headline rate slowed, but this looks very much like technical problems with the data caused by the government shutdown. Rent and owner's equivalent rent, which dominate the composition of the index, had a faster rate of disinflation over the past 2 months than at any point in almost 4 decades. The problem is this doesn't seem to be likely to have happened at all. And owner's equivalent rent is a work of fiction that has no impact on anyone's experienced cost of living. The later survey period gave more weight than normal to price discounts in some items like clothing. However, for consumer perceptions, there are some troubling signs. Beef prices have soared to records. The US has never seen anything like them. The price of fish is an all-time record. Bananas, the most popular fruit imported into the United States, barely moved from their record level and are almost 9% above January levels. Electricity prices are at an all-time record high, approaching 7% higher than they were in January. These are high-frequency purchases, electricity now joining that category due to the predominance of smart meters, which makes people a lot more conscious about them. And perceptions are far more likely to be shaped by the reality of never-before-seen levels of beef pricing than never-actually-experienced owner's equivalent rent. This is the last morning audio comment of 2025. Normal service will be resumed on Monday, the 5th of January, 2026. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone as prosperous a new year as circumstances will allow. And to everyone who has tuned in from time to time over the course of this year, thank you for listening. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.